Let me give all of it off.
Two dots.
You have to help me to the end of the Gemara because it's a bit complicated. Itmar. Rav Amar Shliach Nasa 8. Rav holds if you send the Shliach to be Makadish Nisha, the Garish Nisha, payback Amalva, those are the three cases the Gemara brings later on. So the Shliach can then go and testify as to what that the kidney was made. Rava Mashlich Nasa 8. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Bein the Kiddushin, Bein Shalach Mam the Baal Choyvoy. Rashi leaves out get for some reason. But start of Shliach im Eid, so that Shliach can join up with another Eid. The Yoy Shnaim to be to Eidim Oy, im Shneim Shluch, if they were both Shluchim Hoyu. Yachad Shneim Eidim Adova, they could both be made. That's Rav. The Bein Rabishilo Omni Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, the Shliach cannot be an Eid. Once he's a shliach b'dover, he cannot act as one of the eidim in it. By time of the Reb Shilo, ilay misham d'loy amarli hobli eid. If it's because the mishalech did not appoint him as an eid, ela ma'ata kiddush isha b'nei shnayim v'lo amalem atam eidai hakanamid lo hobli kiddushi. You have to appoint the eidim. Rashi says hakanamid lo hobli kiddushi. How he wrote, they saw the kiddushin. We never heard they have to appoint them to be Eidim. I, the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Choftes says that you have to say at them Eidai. That's talking about when I was Moida, the person said I owed him money, and I was Moida. So Chazal understood that if I'm Moida, there could be other pshatim on what I was trying to do. The Hainu, maybe it was such a made up story. It was so out of left field that I'm like, if my way of telling the guy to get lost, yeah, I owe you money, Shkoyich. Right? Which the Gemara calls Meshat anymore. Or other reasons why he might have said it. The Gemara has another svara. Las bias atzmo. He wants people. Lo las bias atzmo. He doesn't want people to think he has money, so he admits to owing money, so that people won't bother him, you know, to give out loans and things. So there's other svaras why he would have done what he did. So mail over there, you have to say at the Meidai if you want the Hidah to be a real proof, a real raya. But that's over there. But a kedushin, or paying back of a loan, or any of these things, make a tasty. You should have to say at the Meidai. So that can't be the pshat. So what's talk of the pshat in the bit of Shiloh?
I guess now in that Havamina,
yeah,
you would say that if you did appoint them, the Beis Shiloh would agree, yeah, that would work.
Exactly. In the Havamina. So what's talking to Pshat then, if that's not Pshat? Ella. Rav, Amar Shliach Nasa Eid, Ilu Mikol Malimno. Rather, the reason's like this. Rav, Amar Shliach can be an aid because Ilu Mikol Malimno. What is Ilu Mikol Malimno? The word Ilu Mikol Malimno means it strengthens it. What does it strengthen? So Rashi says, Ilu Mikol Malimno is the aidus. Which means, I think what she's saying is, Adarab, it's even a more starker Eidus. I'm being made, but you always have to know, how did the Eid know what happened? I know it happened because it was me. It's even a stronger Eidus. I think that's what Rashi means. Alumi alumi the mil say the Eidus, kisha asa dover, ayidei ashliach, the hainu, the thing I'm being made on is the thing I did. If you look in Tois Tvi Azokin, he says it a little bit different words, but I think that's what Rashi means also. Illuminum will say the Aidus, Kisha Dover Al Yadeh Aidim. That's what I think Rashi means also by Al Yadeh Shliach. Otherwise, I'm not sure what Rashi meant. That's what he understood also. So that's Rav Svaro. And the bit of Shiloh Amri Ain't Shlich Nah said why? Kim Namar Ma'ar Shlich Jodim Kim Boys. What?
What is it, Roman Ahar? He changes, when you say from
Texas
to Zakhna, it says Roman
Ahar. Okay, Kabbalik. It's hard, very. The Tevei Vashilo Amri Ancient Nah said why? Kim the Ramar Shluch Shadim Kemoy Soi. So we take that very literally and Havi Leke Gufe. It's like he's the Baldover. He can't be made if you're the Baldover. He stands in the Meshalech shoes. So just like the Meshalech couldn't be made because he's the Baldover. He can't be made.
why can't you
be mechayev himself?
No, because he's not gay, but though.
But he can be mechayev himself.
Not mechayev himself. We're talking about kedushin, gidin, and that you paid back a loan. What are you talking about?
You paid back a loan.
Stay with me. When I talk about a dog, you need atamedai for it. It's a whole different thing. Yeah, that's the whole discussion of requiring atamedai. We're talking about we don't require atamedai. Yeah? So he's saying that Shluch Hashadon Kamoiso, he makes it that you're also. But the truth is.
Is it Nagei B'Dover?
Is the problem with being the Baldover Nagei B'Dover, or is the problem. Pashas, that's the problem, no?
If that's the svara, so let's
why should Shulchan Aruch Kamoiso should make it that way?
Before we get to the reasons why he's not giving up, but let's say it's not. Just because we say he's like him, that means to affect it. It just means that he has the ability to do what you're supposed to do. To carry it to the extreme that
but it can't
in
be
every
made.
Way, in every way, this can the shliach marry this woman's sister?
Well.
Can he marry his sister?
Yeah, but it's not matter.
Okay. Why? If he's like him, at some point it stops. So okay, you want to say he's no gay?
Yeah, but here he's been made on the etzem kinyan that he made. Yeah.
When he was the guy, he may be made as I'm the guy.
Yeah. Even though you're right, I wouldn't necessarily. I mean, you could hear not that way, but.
Yeah, if you say he's like he is, okay, I understand that. But if you take
Habalei kegufei, what does the Ritva say in that? Habalei kegufei. Want to pass the Ritva for a second? Thank you.
Or you just say that there are certain rules of edus regardless of svar or not svar.
Yeah, we don't.
Right, the guy himself is not an edus. We don't even go there. It's just period.
Or even if the svar generally would apply, but I mean, it could be a mixture of the two. It could be there is a svar, huh? But that svar is enough to create the din. And once the din's created, so then it's like a loy plug, you know, like we're not going to start to pick apart and see if he's going to give it over, he's not going to give it over. You know what I mean? It doesn't say anything on it. We have to look around to see how they're masbir this svara here. I'm not sure. You have a note on this for us? No.
But also, if it's just this, let's call it a strict rule that that the guy is not made in his own transaction, in his own mice. And since he is the guy, he can't. Okay, but then how does Rav get around that? How do I get around that? Rav's not going to argue that Shluchu Kodem is not Kamoiso. So he's not going to argue on that. And if it's a strict rule by Edus, so then you can't get around that either.
Well,
I'm saying, if it's just like a strict rule.
Yeah. A person guy, cannot be made on himself.
Right. And
now they hold that Shluchu Kodem Kamoiso says that he also can't be made.
So then
yeah.
Rav would just say, okay, but I don't... Taking that
too far. The Chora. Yeah, Rab would say what you're saying, which is that's not what Shluch Hashem Kamoiso means. Shluch Hashem Kamoiso just means he enacts the kinyan for him, but that it doesn't affect other halachas alike being made. Yeah, exactly. That's a Chora, the Machloikas. The question is, what is the, what is the Lumdis or what is the Hezber behind the Nekudas HaMachloikas over here? What are the two ways? Like, is there a way to break down the two ways of looking at it to explain the machloek? It's mistama that someone does speak it out. Huh?
The Russian Makos.
The Russian Makos talks about it? Huh? The Bibi Shalom and Jilal has an aid. Near Lil has beers and machloekis. The Makos Bov, Iso, Yokum. Yeah, you want to pause it for a second? So the Nachlis Moshe time is like this. This is the Nachlis Moshe. Yeah, this is. Who's the Nachlis Moshe again? We've used him before, no?
Yeah.
It's your safer. He time is like this. Maybe others before him said other pshatim. This is the sefer we have here right now. So let's speak it out. Bezil Moshe Rothstein. Yeah. He tiny is Azoy. Yeah. It's coming from the Chibina Rav. That's pretty good. Okay. He says like this. He says, Avadeh, it's got nothing to do with Nogei Beidus. That's what he wants to say. The psul of the Baal Dover is just that. The psul of the Baal Dover. He brings a raya from Makos Davov that the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, Afish Naim Edim Yokum Dover. And Rashi says, not the Oisei Adover. The Oisei Adover can't be the Mekayme Adover. Yokum Dover, the Shnei Edim are Mekayme Adover. They didn't do the Dover. They're not the Oisei Adover. Rashi Makas Davov. So he says like this. He says, it's nothing to do with Nogei Beidus. He says, Adra, I've been a Nogei Beidus. The Shlech is not Nogei Beidus, like you're saying. What's the Mechleikas? The Mechleikas is, how do you view the Lomdus of Shlichus? Is Shlichus that the full koyach of the Baal, so to speak, goes into the Shliach? So now when the Shliach comes and he does this Kinyan, he is the one doing it. He has now taken over as the Baal, so to speak, Lagabe, this kingdom which he's coming to do. And therefore, he is the Oisa Hadover. He's the one doing it. So that's what Tanabe Shila held. That's the pshat, that he is the Baalim right now. He is the Meshalech right now. If he is philosophically the Meshalech right now, so then he's also possible because Yokum Dover, the Oisa Dover. The Oisa Dover can't be made.
So he's the hand.
Not the hand. Whereas Ravel, that's what he wants to say, that's not what Shlichus is. Shlichus is somehow that when I do it, it's Kidu, the Meshalech did it over there. I'm not the Oisei Adam. I'm just the mechanism by which the Meshalech can do it from far away. In which case, I can still be made. I'm not the Oisei Adam. The Meshalech did it. I didn't do it. I was just the mechanism by which he did it. So a Melech could be made. That's what he's Mazvid Machlekas appeal alumnus. Very interesting, no? So Santa, it gives us, opens our eyes to the alumnus, what Shlichus is in general. But it's also a Gishmaka Hezber to the Machlekas over here.
It reminds me of someone
of being a Yad or.
I'm saying if someone says that I'm going to. Sugi of Yahar Goliath, he uses a person as a weapon.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's stick with this for now. Very geschmack. Very geschmack. Nachlus Moshe. Okay. Nachlus Moshe? You hear it, Ellie? You hear it? We just did a geschmack along this. Hear me. You have to hear it. Afterwards, chaz it over, okay? How do you view Shlichus? And use that to explain the Machlokes Rav and Devei Rav Shilu.
I know that one.
I'll try it up right away.
Yes.
You do with that?
Yes, if you have free time at work, you can always feel free to visit us. Okay. Now, one just smaller ha'ara, that was very important in the Kudim. One, you know, more of just the ha'ara in the Gemara itself. The Gemara was asking my time with the Beir Abishila. My time with the Beir Abishila implies that Rav didn't bother us. Rav, we didn't need a Hezbir in Rav. Really, what bothered us was why can't the Shlich be an aid? Not why can the Shlich be an aid. If that's true, then how come after the Gemara was Doiche, the Pshat of Atam Eidai, then the Gemara says, Ella, so Ella is the second word on the first wide line. So Ella usually means, now I'm going to answer the Kasha. We were Doiche the first Teretz, now I'm going to tell you a new Teretz. So why then does it go back to say Pshat and Rav? We never asked for Pshat and Rav. The Gemara should have said, Ella, time of the Rebbe Shila is Shulah Jadon Gemara Yisrael. Yeah, and then we have the beautiful heads of it from Nachas Moshe, why the Rav didn't hold of that. But why did the Gemara have to go now and speak out of Svar and Rav? We never asked for a Svar and Rav. It's a funny thing for the Gemara to do. So, who asked this Kasha? Some of you have it in your Gemara. Huh?
Yeah, but he said the second one on the page, and my print is right.
Oh, yeah, your print is right. Rabbeleza Moshe Horowitz asks this kasha, and he says because of this kasha that he would say a different shot than Rashi. Listen to this. He says, he says like this.
The lama.
He says like this. Lule de Rashi, he says, Havamina would have said, the Osi la Puke mitam de Rebbe Shilo. The Shlucha Kamaitre Vakla Alume below the Greuso. Which is Mamash we were speaking out before. Before the Nakhilis Moshe. Rabbi Elazar ben Shaharovitz says, if it were up to him, even though Rashi is mashma not like this, he would learn that the Gemara of Gufa is speaking out what we wanted to know. What does Rab do with the Beit Rabbi Shila's Svara? Why does Rab argue on it? The Beit Rabbi Shila, right? That's what the Gemara is speaking out. Ella, now I'm going to tell you Pshat the Beit Rabbi Shila, but I'm also going to tell you what Rab didn't hold of it, meaning, the Beit Rabbi Shila holds Ein Shlich Nasa Eid because Shlichus Shalom Kamoisa. And that makes him possible being an eight. Rav Eld, Shlich Naseid. Why? Ilumikom Aliminalim Milsei. Meaning, Shluchot and the Gemara is not a rule that we take whether it helps the person, whether it hurts the person. Shluchot and the Gemara is only La Lume. It's only to be used for his benefit. But it can't make it that now he can't be made.
What,
Gemara is speaking out the no. The Beit Rabbi Shila holds once you say Shulchan Aruch, so it has all the ramifications. Rab going to Rabbi Mashovitz, that's good for the Gemara speaking on Rab. Is that Rab argued on that? Rab says no. Shulchan Aruch is to give him a koyach. To give him a koyach. Now I can do it, make the kinyan for you. But that's all it does. It doesn't then have results that you can't be made and other things. He says, that didn't we learn, except for the fact that that's not what Rashi learns in Alumi Kamalim. Rashi learns Alumi Kamalim, Alumi Kamalim, like we spoke out before. A totally different svara. The way Rashi learns. But the way Rashi learns, again, we still have a kasha of why the Gemara needed to speak it out. He's saying, he's gaining what is much harder. The reason the Gemara spoke it out is goofy because it's explaining the Machlokes. So before the Gemara introduced the new pshat in the Rebbe Shila, it's also telling why Rab didn't hold that pshat. That's what he's learning. But it's not like Rashi. Okay. Ad kan. Meisvei. Meisvei. You ready to hear me? Meisvei. Amalish loishetzu v'kidshu liho isha. He sent three shlichim to find him a wife. One can act as a shliach, the other two can act as the eidim. Tipi b'shamim. He said, "I'm kulam shluchanei." No, they all of us shame shliach now. They ain't shliach nasa eid, and none of them can be made. That's a machlok. Zok the Gemara. Now, at this point in the Gemara. Oh, look at the Gemara. Ad kan loy pligi b'sham. So they're only arguing el b'shloish. If you have three, can one of them be a shliach and the other two be eidim or not? Oh, but b'shnayim. But if you only had two and you needed one of them to be a shliach, divya koylo. Everyone agreed that you can't do it. Meaning b'sham is not arguing on shliach nasa eid or not. They're just arguing. You know, do they all have to become shliachim or is it enough for one of them to become a shliach? But in a Kanami, we both agree that if there is a shliach here, it can't be an eid. So it's a kasha. Kasha and Rav.
I told
you. No, it's not Rav. The answer is, Tanya, Nelson, Beshami, Shliach, Be'ed Echod. Shliach, Ushnei Eidim. He held the Gedivin Tana. The Beshami says, Shliach, Be'ed Echod, they can be made, which means Shliach is Nasa Eid. And Mitzel is at Shliach Vishnei Eidim, which means, you know, what B'Shamay held in the previous case. Ah, he's saying the Rav was like B'Shamay, Rav ke B'Shamay, Eifach, switch it around. So Enochanami was switching around Basila Mishamai, and we're also changing the Gersa. So that Basila is really saying a Shliach could be an aid, because he's saying if you have two people, one can be a Shliach, and the two of them can be made together. Now, Toysis has a Gishmak Akasha. Why did the Gemara have to say Ad Kan Le Pligi? The Gemara had a Kasha and Rav already from Basila. Ad Kan Le Pligi, the only mile of Ad Kan Le Pligi is to show that the Kasha is on him. Beila Basila, Beila Bishamai. Now, why is that necessary? We don't care to ask him for Bishamai. If a Kasha from Basila, any Bishamai to it doesn't really change much. So, why is that Kan Le Pligi? So, Toysis, because it's very good. Because the Gemara is preempting the fact that Eifach won't be enough of an answer. Eifach won't be enough of an answer because they're both saying it. So that's why we have to taka change the gears of the price. But Eifach by itself would not have been enough of an answer. The answer, that's why it's speaking out. Ad Kan Lo Pligi. Both shooters are saying not like Rav. Very nice. Vaitu v'rachabed Rav Masli. If he learned the opposite, Rav Amar ain't shliach nasaid. The Rav Shil Ami shliach nasaid. Okay. You guys have to listen to the tape today because Shema Columbus. You missed it. You have to listen. What? Yeah, I guess. But Bishami holds. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Which would mean, yeah. Mashiach or Mashiach Nasaid. Look at the Mashiach Nasaid. The Allah is Mashiach Nasaid. I'm a Rav, I'm a Rav Nachman, I'm a Lishnaim, so the Kitchen is Isha, Heine in Shlucha, Heine in Eidov, because that's how we hold Mashiach Nasaid. Chem Gevishin, Vechein, Betini Mamanis. So you have to teach you all three. The Ashmin, Bekidushim, Mishim, Lemisri, Kasi, all they're doing is Asringer, so they really have no alternative motive to be made. But maybe by Gerushin, they tried to free her up, because they want to marry her. So maybe not. Because anyway, they both can't marry her. But maybe by Mamayna, they're lying, and their plan is to split the money. Maybe they never paid the Malva back, and their plan is to split the money. So therefore, I have another, even bigger chash to hold that they can't be made. So therefore, tzrichi, I need to teach you that in all three cases, the shliach can be made.
What is it about kedushin detail beit shaylo chazi? It's not a different reason.
You don't have to come on to that. It's even a better reason. Kedushin.
Why is that a better reason?
Because there's a reason why kedushin doesn't apply to gerushin. Try to explain why you need to teach me all three. So we're saying a reason by each one which doesn't apply to the other one.
Make it a better, makes it
well more specific to that case. Yeah. Well, not sure.
They're different.
By the way, though, this Rav Nachman sounds like he's coming that fuke from an issue of being a gay bedav. Then you'd have to say, if that Nachman this motion was correct, you'd have to say that the reason Petar the Beshila holding Ein Shliach Nasaid is reason A. What Rubber Nachman is coming lafuke from is a different reason why maybe it shouldn't work. I did have to say. He's coming lafuke from its side that it shouldn't work because you know gave a double. That's what he keeps saying. Kedushin's different because you're only asking her. So you don't really, you can't marry, you know, it doesn't help you anyway. Gary Shane, you both can't marry. You hear what I'm saying? It's all coming to teach why it's not the gave a double. Which to me sounds like the one who holds Enchich Nasaid holds Enchich Nasaid because it is the gave a double. Two sides of the coin. But if he's right in how he was learning before, you'd have to say, no, it's two different things. You have the shita from before, ancient nasein because shukat on the maisei. And then you have other reasons why you might have thought he's no good, and that will come up later. Which makes sense, because if it's a part of no gebe dover, you might have married or you might have split the money, b'chulei, what's that got to do with shukat on the maisei? So it makes sense of the two different things. Yeah. Okay, very good. Very good. mean, the lumdis in the man the amr who hold ain shliach nasa eid is different than what we're coming up with from now, which is, well, maybe you shouldn't do it because it's okay with them. The bimakom to say those are the same thing. The one who holds you can't do it is the one who holds the other side of the coin of these things. But it's not necessarily true. They're two different independent svaras, l'chayra. There's a shilchus shalta k'moyser svara, which he's explaining, not as Moshe. And then there's, it's sad to think that maybe they're gave a davar. Kamash when they're not. Very good.
When they're not, or that...
Well, if you hold Sheikh Nasei, then Kamash when they're not.
Is it really or not? I mean, you can't do none of these are possibilities.
True, but you see, we're not choishish for them.
Oh, so that's it.
The Maskolim are not choishish for them.
Why?
Why are we not choishish?
They're true.
The same reason we're not choishish for Aedis in general, that somebody paid them off, whatever. I mean, you know, there's always a limit to the chashash that we're going to put on them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would have been nice to say, it depends which one. I mean, the Kedushin, that's a pretty solid one. And Gerushin's a pretty solid one. The only one you can really hear, well, Gerushin also, you can make up. They're helping each other out because one of them can marry him. I'm not sure. The money one is the biggest Kiddush. Because that you really could hear people doing it. Split the money and go home.
You can't have two shliachim made, but you can have one shliachim made. In all these three cases, if you have an honest aid.
Right, the Gerushin case and the money case is only negated to two people. Or the gate. Yeah. It is Dafka Tom, but two of them are shlichim, right. I mean, the problem is. No, the problem is, though, according to the reason that he gives by Gershon, it should be that if you have one, then it's a problem. According to the reason why he says by Gershon it's okay, it's because anyway they both can't marry her. It should come out that by one you have a problem. By one shliach to be in the garden, she can't be made.
Is it going to work with one?
Ah, that's why Rashi left out Gerushin. That's Gevaldik. Yeah, that's what I was. And Echanami can't. And Echanami. Rashi started the sugya Amar Rav Shliach Nasa Eid. He said Kedushin and Mum. He left out Gerushin. According to this, why did he leave it out? Because of this Gemara. Gevaldik, because the Gemara said the only reason we chose about Gerushin is because you both can't marry her anyway. Mashma, if it was one guy, we'd have a chash. He's being made with that he was Mugarish because he wants to. What? The Samaman is anyway you see for the Gemara, we're not worried. Meaning, why we're not worried, the Gemara doesn't say, but we're not. Meaning, but Gerushin's the only problem because Gerushin's. The Gemara is saying
the reason
we're not exactly. My mom and it just says without worrying. Why? I don't know.
Meaning we're not worried by two, we're not worried by one. The same
yeah, exactly. By mom isn't the same issue.
By
and by Kedushin, it makes sense either way. But by Gerushin, the whole chilik is between two and one. That's Kavalbin. That's why Rashi left it out. Who says it's a Rashi? Somebody says it. Unless it's so posh that
the
Gemara says it.
Someone else.
Okay, fine. I don't know. I don't see it anywhere for now. Very good. Very, very good. Very clear. Weiter. Okay, now, gentlemen, the Gemara from Mike Sover. We're gonna have Seder now. The Gemara from Mike Sover.
That was an easy Gemara.
Until the two dots.
No one did it yesterday.
We did it yesterday.
Yeah, we have to work on it more. I have to work on it more. We all have to work. I mean,
you'll let us know.
Let's just go for it now. What?
In 3 minutes.
Mike Sover.
Didn't take me longer than that.
What does Rav Nachman hold?
What does Mike hold?
Mike Sover. Amal v'chaver be'edim tzar l'par be'edim. If he holds, if you lend your money, your friend money with Aiden, you have to pay him back with Aiden. Honey, you can pay this in the new. Then these guys are going to pay this. Why? Because maybe the lawyer that sent them to pay back the Malva gave them the money with Aiden. And therefore, if they don't testify that they returned it to the Malva,
what did they say, Aiden?
Right? The Omri Loi Parone. Omru Parone.
When you lend money,
you have to
return it.
Yeah. What's
maybe made?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. If, look at Rashi, if they don't testify the Malva got the money, Amarlam Loiva, the Loiva will say to them, Paraini, give me back the money, Mashem Asaitu Lechem. The publisher must lend Aidim. Sometimes he gives it to them with Aidim. So since the din is, if you give me money, I have to give it back to you with Aidim, if these guys don't have somebody to give to the Malva, then the Loiva can make them give it back. Give it back because they can't tie it. We give it.
Give it back.
You didn't aid this that you gave the money back. So maybe that's why they gave it to the Malva, just so they can keep the money. So they gave it over.
I don't understand it at all. I don't understand it at all.
What you're saying that's the case where he
lent money with Aiden.
Had to be poor.
Now he's got to pay back with Aiden.
So what happened? So what's wrong? Why did they not get Aiden?
What's the case? He's not ready. Huh?
Why did they not get Aiden?
He's not ready.
No, at this part I'm ready, but afterwards I'm not ready. The Negev the Aedis, because without their Aedis,
of the, back
of,
again.
Of the Poirim,
the Loive can make them pay.
Pay back again.
Again?
You paid me back with no Aedis, yeah. So you never paid
me
back.
Right. I don't know if again or if just.
Make me pay you back.
Just they wanted
sure.
to keep the money.
Because the Malva.
If they're not made that the Malva got the money, then the Loive will say to them,
"Never got the money.
I also never got the money. Pay me."
So also the Shluchim, also the Malva, they both.
You never gave me the money back, so now you have to pay me back. The Loive says. Unless you're made that the Malva got the money, the Loive can make you pay him back. So I was thinking they don't want to pay him back, they want to keep it. You're saying no, they paid him back, but they don't want the Loive to pull a stick and make him pay him again.
Right.
So I'm not sure which one of those two it is, but I can hear both, I guess. But either way, the Aedis is the game of them.
Meaning?
For themselves, they're protecting themselves. Right? That's what it's saying, right? Then I made they gave it to the Malva, then the Loive will come after them for the money.
Right.
So by being made, the Loive can't come after them for the money. Right. So that's called the Gevedov.
Otherwise, they get another coming out of their pockets.
Sure, they want the money.
There's always a problem.
So they can't be made. The Shluchim can't be made.
No, but a normal aide can't lose money.
That's why he has.
Is that involved with the case? Yeah. The money in their pocket.
For free? They need to be aided.
That can't be
aid
in this case.
Yeah,
but no, right.
Okay. Meaning to say is, let's say, meaning, let's say they really did give it to the Malva. Right? They gave it to the Malva. They paid, that's the trap. They're not lying. They paid it to the Malva. Yeah?
They can't be aided.
But they're not going to be, but they weren't made. They gave it to the Malva. They come back and say, we gave it to the Malva. Not because they're aiders, they just say, but we gave it to the Malva. So Loiva says to them, you have Aedis you gave it to the Malva? No, we don't have Aedis. Alright, well then you're not believed, then give me back my money. Now they're going to have to reach into their own pockets and pay the Loiva back the money. But if they're made, then they protect themselves from that. That's the pshat.
Yeah, but it's not a problem. They're protecting themselves. That's not called no gimbe.
Why not? Why not? The aedis protects them. That's what gimbe aedis.
But they didn't give them the money.
I mean, if they're lying.
Yeah. No, even if they did. Let's say they're telling the truth. Let's say they tell the truth. They gave them Malvin the money. But they can't be. But they're not made. There's no aedis. No aedis. No aedis. And Shia can't be an aid. So then the Levi is going to say to them, you gave them out the money? Yes. Is there aid? No. Okay, now give me back the money. And they would have to pay the Levi. So by being made, they prevent that.
I know, they prevent
that. That's called the Gebedobber.
Doing something which is dishonest.
It's the
Gebedobber. No, not necessarily dishonest. He doesn't believe them. Because he doesn't believe them. Amada bechaveru be'edim tzarech l'parah be'edim. You don't have aidus. I don't have to believe you. I don't have to believe you. So I, the Leiva, want you to pay me now. Their aid is protected from being stuck.
The mom.
What? The Leiva.
The person who...
They paid the Malva. They paid the meaning no one's pulling shit. They paid the Malva, and the Malva is happy. They did what they were supposed to do. And the Leiva says, Afi Alocha, I have no chiv to believe you. I'm sorry. So please pay me now. They're stuck. Yeah, that's the best. No one's cheating. It's not about cheating.
Well,
I feel like
I've been
doing the right
thing. Saying that I wasn't giving back basis, you are cheating. You already got the money back.
No. I'm saying everybody doesn't do it. There's no aid.
The
Loba
is afraid that the Loba will come after him.
Yeah, the Loba. Yeah. The Loba is not from clear to believe them. But the aid says, no, it was paid. So that aid is now no gave a dover. Oh. But that's only if you hold the Mabel Chayv Eidim Tzarech L'Parah Be'Eidim. What if you would owe the Mabel Chayv Eidim Eidim Tzarech L'Parah Be'Eidim? Then everything's fine. Because they won't be stuck. They can say, I paid the Mabel. The lawyer has to believe them because I'm a Chayv to provide Eidis. A Mabel, you pay me money, I don't have to pay back with Eidis. I'm not a Chayv to prove it. And Shalom Yisrael. So if a Mabel Chayv Eidim Eidim Tzarech L'Parah Be'Eidim, then not no gave a dover. But we would have another kasha on that side. The other kasha is, it's very nice they're not no gebe dover, and that's what they're being made. But what are they being made for? It's an unnecessary edis. That question that I'm asking you now is what the Bach puts into the Gemara. Look at the Bach. The Gemara leaves it out. He says, that's the other side of the Gemara. What are they testifying for? So Gemara is asking a miman of shach kasha. If you hold the Malvah Tzarech L'Parah Be'Eidim, then their Eidus is no Gevedov. If you hold the Malvah Tzarech L'Parah Be'Eidim, then their Eidus is unnecessary. So what's the case? So the Gemara answers, La'olam k'sovar ha-Malvah Tzarech Be'Eidim ain't Tzarech L'Parah Be'Eidim. It's not good true. So why do you need their Eidus over here? So look back in the Bach. Look back, you need the Bach for this. La'olam k'sovar ha-Malvah Tzarech Be'Eidim ain't Tzarech L'Parah Be'Eidim. We asked, what did their edus for? The edus is unnecessary. The Omer on a brighty chokinami. And if the Mishalech said, I paid you, if you believe right away, you don't need edus. Hakam, am I askinin? Damarli, the Mishalech says, paraitich al yedei shliach. I paid you through a shliach. But I'm to the hockey, it's orkling. That's when we need their edus. And that's why we need their edus.
That what?
That it was paid.
Through a shliach, not on his own?
Third party.
So then what happened to
Shluch Mishalad and Kamaisi? But once I say I paid you through a shliach, now you have to. Amal of Kamaisi and Zoch Bar Be'edim means, really, the truth is, it means that I trust you. Meaning, even though it's Malva you in front of Edim, you know, I trust you to pay me back, not in front of Edim. But that's you. You send a shliach. You better provide edus that you paid me. I don't know your shliach. For that, you need edus. So that's why they come along and they give edus, and they're giving their edus that they paid him. So we've taken care of both problems. We know why the edus is necessary. But at the same time, they're not no geabedover because soif goes soif. If they tell the mishalech that they paid it, they don't have to move edus back to the mishalech that they paid it. Exactly. They're not no geabedover. Because you gave us the money, Amavakir ain't talking about the Eidim, Shalom Yisrael. Just the Mishaleach had to provide Eidis to the Malveh that it got paid. And that's where their Eidis comes in. That's Pshat the Gemara. No. No, because Klape, the one who sent them, they're not cleaved to give Edus that they paid him. No, he does not. That's why they're not going to give a davar. That's why they're not going to give a davar. Only because there was this disconnect between the loiv and the malvim, between the mishaleach and the one they're paying. Because if you send it to the shaleach, then you do have to provide it. So that's what the eidus is coming to do. And why they believed? Because they have a migu. Migu the yochel the meima adrenal the loiv. Since they could have said, "I give the money back to the loiv," yichon the meima parani the malvim. No. No. I'm explaining this more not correct because. Okay, this is the part where I get totally confused.
Oh, so I'll
try it again tomorrow.
I'll help you here. Listen.